百困桃知音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月22日，星期三。我们再次荣幸邀请到了 Radhacharan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十七章，主前往 Vrindavan.
So we continue reading from the travels of Lord Chaitanya.
我们继续来看主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的旅行。
He has been traveling with two servants.
这一路上他一共有两个仆人与他陪伴
away from the main roads、
他们没有走大路
traveling through the jungle and forests
他们穿越了丛林森林
these forests and jungles still exist in India
今天这些丛林还有森林依然存在在印度
and covers a large part of East and South India
然后呢这些丛林覆盖到了整个的东印度南印度
It's quite a large jungle actually
实际上呢这个丛林非常的大
And Lord Chaitanya had many experiences while in the forest
在这个森林里面 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 经历到了各种各样的状况
Such as His interaction with the animals in the jungle.
比如说在森林里，他和森林里的那些动物之间有很多的这种交流。
His interaction with the fauna and the flora.
然后呢，他也看到了繁花似锦，看到了草木葱茏的景象。
His interaction with the tribal people.
然后呢，他也和一些土著的这些部落里的人有一些交往。
And also his vision of Sri Vrindavan Dham by looking at the hills and the rivers and the forest, thinking that he was in Vrindavan.
当他看到了那些山，看到了那些树林，看到了鲜花，看到了河流的时候，他立刻就想到了 Vrindavan， 就如同置身在 Vrindavan 一样。
So these are the visions of someone who is 100% purely Krishna conscious.
那当一个人在处在100%纯粹的 Krishna 知觉中的时候，就会有这样的一些真相。
A devotee sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna.
一位奉献者，他无处不在地看到 Krishna 的临在。而且呢，他也在万事万物当中看到 Krishna。
A devotee sees everything as a possession of Krishna。
奉献者他在他的眼里，一切都是由 Krishna 所拥有的。
And therefore, the devotee's consciousness is to use everything in Krishna's service。
所以在奉献者的意识之中，他会想着一切都可以用来为 Krishna 做服务。
Anything which reminds one of Krishna。Is helpful for spiritual advancement.
所有的一切能够让奉献者想起 Krishna 的，都是对他的灵性的生命有所帮助的。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says that he comes in the form of time.
那么在《薄伽梵歌》中 ，Krishna 也说，我就是时间。
So Krishna is time personified.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他也是。时间的化身，人格化身。
Even death can remind one of Krishna.
即便是死亡，它也可以代表 Krishna.
Therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita tells Arjuna, "My dear Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi."
所以说呢，在这个《薄伽梵歌》中 ，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，在任何的情况下都要做一名瑜伽师。
So this is the challenge that we have, and we can look at the example of Lord Chaitanya.To be inspired, how to be Krishna conscious in every circumstances.
所以呢，这对我们来说其实是不容易的，就如同一份挑战。但是呢，我们可以从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那里得到极大的激励和鼓舞，就可以学习到如何在任何的这个状况之中都坚持在 Krishna 知觉里。
This is actually the true symptom of spiritual advancement.
其实这才是一个真正的处于 Krishna 知觉中的人所表现出来的特征。
If we can remember Krishna under any circumstances.
也就是说，在任何状况下都能够铭记 Krishna.
So finally, Lord Chaitanya has arrived at a very famous city.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 终于来到了一个。非常著名的城镇
The holy place of Kashi
这个地方呢是一个圣地名叫 Kashi
Kashi is known as one of the oldest cities ever created in this world
Kashi 呢被认为是在这个世界上的最古老的一座城市
And Kashi is known as the city of Lord Shiva
最古老的城市之一，它也被认为是西瓦圣城。
Another name for Kashi is Varanasi.
那 Kashi 的另外一个名字就叫 Varanasi.
And Kashi has a very, very long history.
Kashi 历史悠久。
Not only in previous ages, but also in this age of Kali.
不仅仅是在远古的时代，而且在现在的这个卡利年代也是如此。
It is situated on the bank of the Ganges.
它坐落在恒河的岸边。
So it is a very sacred place.
所以呢，这是一个非常神圣的地方。
And in India, it is known as the city where everybody wants to go to die.
那么在印度呢，就是印度人们也纷纷认为这是一个人们走向死亡的一个地方。
There are actually places like hostels or pension houses where elderly people take a room and they wait for the last few months of their lives.
也就是说，人们很多的人都会在这里度过他临终的那些时光。那么在 Kashi Varanasi 这个地方呢，它也有一些房屋，或者说有一些旅社，就是说那些非常或者是一个养老的地方。那一些老年人他们就会在这里，在圣城里面，在恒河边上，慢慢的等待这个死亡来到的那一刻。
So, Varanasi, because of this, is famous for his burning guts.
那么还有呢 ，Varanasi 非常著名的，就是。那些 gut 就是说在恒河边上的那些阶梯，那里呢也有这个焚尸场。
So many bodies are being burnt every day.
那么就是说很多每天都有很多的尸体在这里火化。
Because scriptures explain that if you die in a holy place and your ashes are placed in the holy river Ganges, then you obtain liberation.
因为在经典里有这样的说法，如果你是在一个圣地。死亡的，然后呢，你的身体在这里呢被焚烧之后，然后骨灰会撒到这个恒河里面，就会得到解脱。
And there are also some great temples of Lord Ram and Lord Vishnu and great temples of Lord Shiva.
还有一些就是主 Ram 啊，还有主 Shiva。还有主 Ram 主 Shiva and 还有 Vishnu 的一些非常著名的大庙。
And Varanasi at some point in time was also very famous for erudition and scholarship.
而且呢，在这个历史上 ，Varanasi 也是以一个就是学者所聚集的这样的一个学术中心而著称于世的。
It was also a great center for Buddhism.
在这里有很多博学的学者，而且呢，在历史上有一段时期，也是这个佛教非常兴盛的地方。
Because Varanasi is not very far from Bodh Gaya.
因为 Varanasi 离菩提迦叶并不是很远。
And close to Varanasi also is the town of Saranath.
然后呢，就是说，在这个 Varanasi 不远的这个地方呢，也有一个地方叫鹿野苑。
Saranath
is where Lord Buddha.
He did his first.
Yes, 就是佛陀第一次开示的那个地方。
So it's a very famous place, actually.
讲道的地方，那所以这是一个非常著名的一个地方。
And of course, he became a great center for Mayavada philosophy during the time of Shankaracharya.
还有一个呢，就是说在 Shankaracharya 上杰罗大师的那个时代，也有大量的这个 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者汇聚在这里。
And many students would go to Varanasi to learn Sanskrit grammar and to learn Vedanta Sutra.
那么也有很多这种梵文的那些求学者，他们会聚集在 Varanasi， 在这里学梵文，然后同时也学习这个 Vedanta Sutra 终极伟大经。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at that place.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到了这个地方。
And the first thing he did when he arrived in Varanasi is to take bath in the Ganges.
那么他一到了这个 Varanasi 呢，首先就到恒河里去沐浴。
Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was young before he took sannyas, he traveled to other places.
那么当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在成为 sannyasi 托钵僧之前，当时他还非常的年轻，他也曾经周游到各地。
And people, many people came to see him because he was known as Nimai Pandit, great learned scholar.
因为当时呢，他是以 Nimai Pandit 的这样的一个名号著称，所以呢，就是说很多人都知道他是一位非常博学的大学者。
And one devotee was looking for a master for so long, and when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized he had finally found his master.
Devotee.
Well, he was a devotee.
那有一位奉献者呢，他就对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的大名早已有所闻，所以说呢，他就是一直想着要见他。后来他终于见到了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他立刻就明白了，这个 Mahaprabhu 就是一位非常伟大的大师。
So when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nimai Pandit, he said, "Now I have found you. I've been looking for a guru of my life. Now I want to stay with you." And look, and Nimai Pandit says, "No, I want you to go and live in Benares."
那当时Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他还叫这个 Nimai Pandit。那他的这个奉献者见到了他之后呢，他说我已经就是这个奉献者，他说我已经苦苦寻觅了我的咕噜许久，现在我终于见到了您，我呢就不想再离开您了，我只想在您的身边学习。那个 Nimai Pandit 呢就对他说，你应该去 Benares， 就是 Varanasi。
So when you take shelter of a guru, if he gives you an instruction, you have to follow that instruction.
那当你去皈依了一个 guru， 一位灵性导师的时候，这位 guru 给了你一个训谕，那你就应当去遵循。
So this devotee's name was Tapan Mishra.
那这位奉献者的名字呢，就叫 Tapan Mishra.
So he left his village and he went to live in Varanasi.
这样呢，他就离开了自己所居住的这个村庄，就去往了 Varanasi。
And he never heard again from Nimai Pandit.
然后呢，他之后就再也没有听到过 Nimai Pandit 的消息。
Then Tapan Mishra is taking bath in the Ganges.
那 Tapan Mishra 就在恒河中沐浴。
And he sees this effulgent young sannyasi.
他就看到了这样一位神采奕奕的一位 sannyasi。托钵僧出现在他的眼前。
And he's thinking, I have heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted the renounce order. And thinking in this way, Tapan Mishra became ecstatic in his heart because he actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么就是这个时候呢，他就想到了这个 Nimai Pandit， 因为他听说 Nimai Pandit 已经成了 Sannyasi 托钵僧， 所以呢，这个时候呢，他这个心里呢，立刻就充满了喜悦，因为他真的是面对面的看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
So Lord Chaitanya knew that by sending Tapanmishra to Varanasi, he would meet him again.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时把 Tapanmishra 前往就是派遣到 Banaras Varanasi 的时候，他心里就很清楚，他会在那个地方再次。
So Tapanmishra held on to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya raised him up and embraced him.
Tapanmishra 呢就抓住了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢把他扶起，拥抱了他。
Then Tapanmishra, because he knew Varanasi inside out, he took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to visit a famous temple.
Tapanmishra 当然是对这个 Varanasi 这个地方是非常的了解的，所以他就带着Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去到一个非常著名的庙宇。
So they went to visit the temple of Lord Shiva, then they went to visit the very famous temple of Bindu Madhava.
那他首先呢就带着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往了主 Shiva 的一个大庙，之后呢又去了这个 Bindu Madhava 的庙。主宾都玛德瓦的庙
and this temple is still existing.
那么直到今天这个庙宇还在。
Even though during the time of the Muslim invasion, the temple was heavily damaged, it was rebuilt, and the deities are still being worshipped today.
那么当时在穆斯林入侵的时候，这个庙宇曾经受到了极大的这个摧毁，但是后来这个庙宇又得到了这个重建，所以今天呢，这个神像还在这个庙宇里面安然无恙。
Then Tapanmishra took Lord Chaitanya to his home, and he rendered all sorts of wonderful services.
接下来呢 ，Tapanmishra 就把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 请到了自己的家中，在这个家中非常悉心的服务了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He washed his lotus feet, and then he got his family to drink the water.
他呢为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 沐浴了莲花足，然后和家人饮下了沐浴过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 莲花足的水。
He also worshipped Lord Chaitanya's servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
然后呢，他接下来他又崇拜了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仆人 Balabhadra Bhattacharya.
So this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed when he was in Varanasi. He stayed at the house of Tapanmishra.
那就是当Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Varanasi 这段时间，他就住在 Tapanmishra 的家里。
Now Prabhupada explains that today you cannot find the house of Tapanmishra.
那释迦牟尼佛就解释说呢，今天你已经找不到了 Tapanmishra 的家了。
And there are other many very famous places where Lord Chaitanya performed pastimes in Varanasi that also cannot be found today.
那么当时 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Varanasi 上演逍遥时光的许多，重要的一些著名的一些地方，今天可能也已经隐没了，就是见不到了。
Now, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest, the son of Tapanmishra came to massage the legs of the Lord.
那当这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在他家中休息之后呢，这个 Tapanmishra 的儿子就来到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前，为他按摩。
His name was Raghu.
他的名字叫 Raghu.
And Raghu became the famous Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
那这个 Raghu 呢，他的这个儿子 Raghu 后来就成了 Vrindavan 六 Goswami 之一 Raghunath Bhatta Goswami.
So for quite some time, his son took care of Lord Chaitanya, got a lot of mercy.
那么就是他的这个儿子，他 Tapanmishra 的儿子呢，就有好长一段时间非常尽心尽力的照顾了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 同时也得到了极大的仁慈。
So Varanasi was practically at that time the headquarters of the Mayavadis.
Varanasi 在那个年代可以说是 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的。一个根据地或者叫一个基地总部。
So it was not a very nice place for Vaishnavas to live.
那么这个地方就是不太适合 Vaishnava 奉献者的居住。
There was another devotee in Varanasi, another Vaishnava of the name Chandrasekhar.
当时在这个 Varanasi 还有一个 Vaishnava 奉献者，他的名字叫 Chandrasekhar.
And he knew Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他之前是认识 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
And Chandrasekhar was a physician. He was a doctor.
Chandrasekhar 呢，他是一个医生。
So he was living in Varanasi, and he was very good friend with Tapan Mishra.
那么他也是住在这个 Varanasi， 同时也是 Tapan Mishra 的好友。
So he also came to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，他也来到他们家中，然后他也得到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈。
I mean, you can imagine there's only two Vaishnavas in Varanasi, and Lord Chaitanya comes to visit them. How much mercy are they going to receive?
你可以想象，整座这个 Varanasi 圣城里只有两个 Vaishnava 奉献者，但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却亲自来到这里，来亲自来见他们俩。所以你可以想见，他们得到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 多大的仁慈。
And it was even more painful because Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar were constantly hearing Mayavad philosophy. It was very painful for them.
那更让人难受的就是这个 Tapan Mishra 和 Chandrasekhar 两位奉献者，他们呢经常时时刻刻的都听到的是 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的哲学。
So.Prabhupada explains that sometimes devotees are placed in a situation where they are isolated from other devotees.
那 Prabhupada 呢，他就是在这个要旨里面说到，有的时候呢，奉献者只身一人，就是离其他的奉献者非常的远。
Yes. Sometimes devotees they live with a big group of devotees, and sometimes some devotees live far away from devotees.
有的时候呢，有的奉献者呢跟一大群奉献者居住在一个地方，可是有的奉献者呢却居住在远离奉献者的地方。
And devotees may think maybe it's due to my sinful activities that I find myself so isolated. I have committed offenses. I'm too sinful.So I am isolated from everyone.
所以这个时候呢，这样的奉献者可能就会觉得，可能是因为我做了这个冒犯，或者是我做有了一些罪恶，我的罪行所致，所以呢，我离奉献者那么的远，只是一个人待着。
But Prabhupada explains that when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, one doesn't look at the past anymore.
但是舍拉帕帕解释说，当一个人在从事了奉献服务之后，他就再也不用去回顾过去了。
That once one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, one looks at every opportunity to remain Krishna conscious and does not lament about why one is in a certain situation.
就是一个人他从事Krishna 知觉的服务的时候，他就是一心一意的投入到奉献服务之中了，他再也不会为自己感到悲伤，为什么自己落到了这样的一种境况之中，他也不用去回头看他自己以往的这种生活。
So Prabhupada explains there are three kinds of devotees.
那舍拉帕帕就解释说呢，有三类奉献者。
One is the Nitya Siddha devotee.
有一类叫做 Nitya Siddha 奉献者。
This is the devotee who is eternally associating with Krishna.
这样的奉献者呢，他们永恒的与 Krishna 在一起。
Then there is the Sadhana Yeah, then there is the Sadhana Siddha devotee.
接下来的一类叫做 Sadhana Siddha 奉献者。
That's the one who is becoming perfect through the process of practice of devotional service.
这一类呢，奉献者他通过修习、奉爱服务呢，逐渐的真达完美。
And then there is the Kripa Siddha devotee, the one who has received the mercy of Krishna and Guru.
那还有一类叫做Kripa Siddha， 意思就是说这一类奉献者呢，他们非常幸运的得到了来自于灵性导师和奉献者的仁慈、
so、
Krishna 的仁慈。
For the one who is striving to attain perfection in devotional service through the process of sadhana, one will see that gradually material attachment will be destroyed.
那对于那些非常努力地通过修习 Krishna 知觉的规范还有奉献服务而真达完美的人而言他的那些物质的依附就会逐步的烟消云散。
And therefore one should concentrate by looking forward in Krishna consciousness and not looking back.
所以呢一个人在 Krishna 知觉当中一定要向前看而不要回头。
Prabhupada often gave the example of the house on fire.
沙帕帕经常举一个例子就是着了火的房子。
If your house catches fire, what do you do?
如果你的房子着火了，你立刻做的一件事情是什么呢
？Do you stay inside the house wondering how did the fire start？
你会不会就待在这个房子里面，然后一直在想，哎，这个火是怎么起来的
？Or do you escape from the house for your survival？
还是立刻逃生，立刻的冲出这个烈火熊熊的屋子的。
So Prabhupada says it's not important how the fire started in the house. What's important is we stay alive.
所以呢，这个屋子里面的火是怎么起来的？这个其实是完全不重要的。在这种千钧一发的时刻，去冲出这个屋子才是最重要的。
So these two devotees, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar.They were very devoted to Lord Chaitanya, but they never had his association.
那这个 Tapan Mishra 和 Chandrasekhar 两位奉献者对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 忠诚奉献，但是他们就没有见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And not only they never had his association, I mean his personal attention, but they were living in a place where they were only hearing philosophy which goes against Krishna consciousness.
也就是说他们并没有机会和其他尼亚马哈帕布联谊而且不仅如此 他们还在这样的一个地方在这里时时刻刻的听到了这个违背 Krishna 知觉的那些非人格主义的哲学
So what options do you have?
那么在这个时候你还有别的选择吗
If you constantly complain about your own situation, you can never concentrate on Krishna consciousness.
如果你总是去抱怨自己的处境的话，你是没有办法把心专注在 Krishna 知觉上的。
On the other hand, it is in the most difficult situation that one can remember Krishna.
另外一方面呢，一个人身处困境的时候，还要去铭记 Krishna， 这又是最难做到的。
And to remember Krishna in difficult situation, there's only one solution, and that's called full surrender.
在困境当中依然能够铭记到 Krishna, 只有一个唯一的解决的方法，就是完完全全的皈依。
So Chandrasekhar is telling Lord Chaitanya, there is no talk in Varanasi other than the discussion on the six philosophies.
那么 Chandrasekhar 他就说了他说在 Varanasi 呢谈论的话题只有一个就是那六大哲学
And I'm very very fortunate because at least I have Tapan Mishra to talk to me about Krishna
但是呢我实在是非常的幸运至少还有 Tapan Mishra 经常跟我谈到 Krishna
So both of usWe constantly think about your lotus feet.
所以我们两个人呢，时时刻刻的铭记着您的莲花足。
And even though we know that you are the Supreme Lord and you are situated everywhere, we feel so fortunate that you have come here to give us your audience.
虽然我们心里都知道您是至尊主，您无所不在，但是您能亲自来到这里来见我们，我们还是感到万分荣幸。
That's why.When we are deprived of association, and then the association comes to us, we should be able to appreciate every moment of it.
这就是为什么当我们的身边没有奉献者联谊的时候，一旦这种联谊降临的时候，我们就应当要极其的珍惜，要珍惜这个联谊中的每一秒每一分。
Therefore, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha.Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koi Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Association of Devotees, Association of Devotees.
那么所以呢，在这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面就是讲到 Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, 意思就是说和奉献者的联谊。
Sarva Shastra Koi. This is recommended in all the scriptures.
Sarva Shastra Koi.那意思就是说与奉献者的联谊呢是所有的启示经典所推荐的程序。
Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Lava Matra means a fraction of a moment.
Lava Matra 的意思呢就是瞬间的意思。
So Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, a moment of association with the devotee Sarva Siddhi Hoi can bring one perfection.
那就是说与就是在萨杜桑嘎中的哪怕是一瞬间，就是说与奉献者联谊哪怕是瞬间也可以将人带至完美的境界。
So it doesn't matter whether the devotee is advanced or not advanced, because the devotee will always remind us of Krishna, and that is the opportunity to be Krishna conscious.
所以不管跟你联谊的这个奉献者到底是精进与否，但是只要是奉献者，就是能够让你想起 Krishna 的。所以呢，只要跟奉献者联谊，就会让你向这个完美的方向迈去。
We should never take association of devotees for granted.
所以我们呢，千万不要认为和奉献者的联谊就是理所应当的，所以就忽视。
So you can imagine that Lord Chaitanya coming to the house of Tapan Mishra is just like being in the middle of the desert and suddenly there is a big storm and beautiful rain is falling.
所以说呢，这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Tapan Mishra 的这个家中，就无异于是沙漠中的倾盆大雨就是一个没有一滴水的这个沙漠当中突然间就降下了这个大雨。
So Chandrasekhar is begging Lord Chaitanya. He says, I have heard that you are on your way to Vrindavan, but please stay in Varanasi for some days and deliver us, because we are your two servants.
那么这个 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 这时候就恳求 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，我们知道您在现在呢要去 Vrindavan, 但是呢无论如何请你在这里在 Varanasi 再盘亘数日，再待一段时间，因为我们俩都是您的仆人，我们祈求您能拯救我们。
Now Prabhupada says that Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra are anyway eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya.
那Srila Prabhupada指出呢， Tapan Mishra 和 Chandrasekhar 他们两个其实是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 永恒的仆人。
But they are playing the role of devotees to teach us how to surrender to Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他们却扮演了两位这个奉献者的这个角色，来教给我们如何完完全全的皈依于至尊主。
Now Tapan Mishra is placing a request and he's telling to Lord Chaitanya, as long as you are in Varanasi, please do not accept any invitation for lunch, then at my house.
这个时候 Tapan Mishra 呢，他就恳求主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，在您居住在 Varanasi 期间，请您不要接受任何人的邀请，只来我家用午餐。
So Lord Chaitanya didn't have any plan to stay in Varanasi, but because of his two devotees who were so attached to him, he stayed in Varanasi for 10 days.
那本来呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并没有计划要在 Varanasi 多停留，但是因为他的这两位非常亲爱的奉献者的一再相求，所以呢，他就在 Varanasi 又待了十天。
So while Lord Chaitanya was staying at the house of Tapan Mishra, there was one Brahmana. He used to come to the house every day and he was just amazed to see the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Tapamisha 家的这段时间里面呢，他们家原来有一位婆罗门，经常是到他们家来的。然后这次呢，他看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身上散发出来的这个光芒，他就感到异常的惊讶。
So the news spread that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi was in Varanasi, and therefore many brahmanas extended invitation, but every time he would refuse, and he would say, "I have already been invited somewhere else. Thank you very much."
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这位 sannyasi 托钵僧来到 Varanasi 的这个消息很快就传遍了，然后呢，就有许许多多的婆罗门都纷纷来邀请 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到他们家去，但是每一次 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 都婉言谢绝，说已经有人邀请我了。
But actually, it was an excuse because Lord Chaitanya did not want to be invited in the house of Mayavadis.
但是实际上呢，这只不过是一个借口而已，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他绝对不愿意接受一个 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者的邀请到他们的家中。
There was a very famous Mayavadi sannyasi of the name Prakashananda Saraswati.
当时有一位非常著名的 Mayavadi Sannyasi 陀钵僧，他的名字叫 Prakashananda Saraswati。
He was the top leader of the Mayavadi Sannyasis。
他是 Mayavadi 在Sannyasi 中的首领。
So Prakashananda Saraswati was the chief of the Mayavadis, and he was the leader for the study of the Vedanta。Philosophy.
然后呢，这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 呢，他不仅是 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者的这个首领，而且他还主持了这个 Vedanta Sutra 终极维达经的研习。
And this Vedanta philosophy was something that was commented upon by Shankaracharya with an impersonal view of Lord Krishna.
那么他们所研习的这个 Vedanta Sutra 终极维达经呢，是这个Shankaracharya 商杰罗大师的注释的这个版本。那 Shankaracharya 呢，当他去注释终极维达经的时候，完全是对 Krishna 是一种非人格主义的释论。
And therefore, the philosophy of Shankaracharya was known.As being another form of Buddhism.
所以呢，这个 Shankaracharya 商杰罗大师的这个终极维达经，其实也就是被认为是以改头换面的一个佛教。
Which means very dangerous philosophy for anyone who aspires to cultivate Bhakti Yoga.
所以呢，对任何一个去培养 Bhakti Yoga 风雅瑜伽的人来说呢，都是极其危险的。
So, there was one brahmana who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to Prakashananda Saraswati, and he began to describe the features of Lord Chaitanya.
那就是这个婆罗门呢，他看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 于是呢就找到了这个 Prakashananda Saraswati， 向他去描述主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的样子。
He said, "There is a sannyasi who has come from Jagannath Puri."I cannot describe his wonderful influence and glories.
然后呢，他说呢，有这么一个 sannyasi 来自 Jagannath Puri， 他的这个影响力和他的荣耀呢，我无以言表。
Everything is wonderful about this sannyasi. He has very well built and luxurious body, and his complexion is like purified gold.
他说这个sannyasi 呢。方方面面都非常的出色，他形体俊美，而且全身散发着光芒，他的肤色就好像是纯金一样。
So he's describing how he sees Lord Chaitanya. His arms are extended to his knees, and his eyes are like the petals of the lotus. In his person, all the transcendental symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be found.
所以呢，他就去描述了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的样貌， 啊，他说呢，切塔尼亚马哈帕布呢，双手及膝，说切塔尼亚马哈帕布的双目就像是莲花瓣一样。然后他接着又说呢，他在切塔尼亚马哈帕布就这个人的身上看到了至尊人格神手所有超然的特征。
So obviously that Brahmana was very, very impressed and overwhelmed to see the beauty of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，毫无疑问，我们可以看到这位婆罗门，他见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后呢，完全的被征服了。
He says, when one sees all these features, one takes him to be Narayan himself. Whoever sees him immediately began to chant the holy name of Krishna.
然后他说呢，当一个人看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的种种形貌之后，就会把他当作是主 Narayan 呢，就是谁见到了他，就会不由自主的立刻唱诵起 Krishna 的圣名。
We have heard about the symptoms of a first-class devotee in Srimad Bhagavatam, and all those symptoms are manifest in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
接着他说呢，我们在圣典博迦瓦坛里曾经听说过一流的奉献者的种种特征和真相，现在呢就在 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身上，我们看到了所有的这些真相都展示出来了。
So another thing to understand is that this Brahmana must have been a very learned scholar, because unless you know the Srimad BhagavatamYou can never find out what are the symptoms of a first-class devotee.
那毫无疑问，从这里我们可以看到，这位婆罗门一定也是一位饱学之士，因为他就是他肯定是读过了圣典波迦瓦坛，而且他也读到了一流的这个奉献者的种种的这种特征，所以他现在才那么清楚。
Then he says his tongue is always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and from his eyes tears incessantly fall like the flowing Ganges.
然后他接着说呢，他的舌头上时时刻刻的想着主 Krishna。的圣名，他的眼中时时的流下泪水，就如同恒河一般流淌不止。
Sometimes he dances, laughs, sings, cries, and sometimes he roars like a lion.
然后他说呢，有的时候他跳舞，有的时候大笑，有的时候歌唱。有的时候哭泣，有的时候他就像狮子一样咆哮。
So obviously, Lord Chaitanya must have gone down the street and do kirtan and have ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna, and the Brahmana could observe all these symptoms. So he's repeating what he has seen.
所以说，我们从这里也可以看到了，在 Varanasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 肯定也是。到这个大街上 kirtan 了，然后他表现出了这种狂喜的征兆，那么这个婆罗门呢就可以在他的身上看到了这些特征。
So he's not just reporting facts. Sorry, he's not just reporting the facts of what he has seen like a witness. He's actually describing the qualities of Lord Chaitanya. He is completely absorbed.
所以说呢，在这里我们可以看到，这个婆罗门不是说像一个旁观者一样，只是简单的去叙述他所看到的一切实际上呢，可以看到他也是深深的被震撼了。所以说呢，他就是能够如此投入的去描述 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的所有的这些表征，还有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的品格。
In his description, you can feel the excitement, you can feel the glorification.
在他的这个描述当中，你可以看到他的这种荣耀之情，还有他这种激动万分的心情。
He says, his name, Krishna Chaitanya, is all auspicious for the world. Everything about him, his name, form, qualities, unparalleled.
那他说他的名字Krishna Chaitanya 是这个世界上最吉祥的名字，有关他的一切，他的名字，他的形体和品质都是无与伦比的。
So the fact that he says that all auspicious and unparalleled, these are words of glorification, not just reporting.
所以说他用了一些词，就比如说是最荣耀的，还有无与伦比的，他不是说只是去汇报一下而已，他真的是在由衷的去赞美和荣耀 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Simply by seeing him, one understands that he possesses all the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such characteristics are certainly uncommon. Who will believe it?
谁只要见到了他就能明白他拥有至尊主至根人格人至尊人格神的一切的特征，所有的这些特征都是非同寻常的，有谁能相信呢？
Prakashananda the Sarasvati, when he heard this, he started to laugh just to hear that description.
然后 Prakashananda Sarasvati 听到这个婆罗门的这个描述之后呢，就禁不住哈哈大笑。
And he began to joke to the Brahmana.
然后呢，就跟这个婆罗门开玩笑说。
Prakashananda Sarasvati said, "Yes, I've heard about him. He is a sannyasi from Bengal, and he is very sentimental. I have also heard that he belongs to the Bharati Sampradaya." For he is a disciple of Keshava Bharati. However, he is only a pretender.
那这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 就说，是啊，这个人我听说过，他是一个 Sanyasi 托钵僧，来自孟加拉，他是一个感情泛滥的人物，我们听说他属于 Bharati Sampradaya Bharati 的这个传系。他是 Keshava Bharati 的门徒，不过他只不过是一个伪装者罢了。
So Prakashananda Sarasvati, to begin with, he knows about Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢 ，Prakashananda 他就是首先就是说到，他听说过 Chaitanya.
Because they are many different schools of Mayavadi sannyasis.
因为 Mayavadi sannyasi, Mayavadi 的托钵僧，他们有很多的这个传承和派系。
And there are 100 names of Mayavadi sannyasis.
那Mayavadi sannyasi, 他们通常有就是100个名号。
So the Bharati line is one group of names.
那 Bharati 的这个传承呢，是这100个中的其中一条传承。
And the Bharati Sampradaya from which Keshava Bharati is coming from is not considered to be a high sannyas order.
那么 Keshava Bharati 所在的这个 Bharati Sampradaya 在所有的这个 sannyasi 托钵僧当中呢，不算是非常高贵的一支。
Not only that, but Lord Chaitanya did not change his name when he took sannyas.
而且不仅如此，切坦尼亚马哈帕布做了托钵僧的时候，也没有改掉他原来的名字。
He preserved his brahmachari name.
他还是保留了他之前做这个 brahmachari 遵守僧的时候的名字。
Which is Chaitanya.
也就是他留着这个，保留了原来的名字 Chaitanya.
Then when he took sannyas, he added Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
那后来之后他做了托钵僧的时候，就在前面加了 Sri Krishna, 所以他的托钵僧的名字就是 Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, the news spread among all the circles of Mayavadi sannyasis.
那当这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做了托钵僧的时候，这个消息立刻就在这个Mayavadi 假象中的这个非人格的这个圈子里就传遍了。
And Prakashananda Sarasvati also heard what kind of activities Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was engaged in, which was to be constantly chanting the name of Krishna.
那么 Prakashananda Sarasvati 呢，也听说了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成了托钵僧以后都在做些什么，也就是说他也听说过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一直在唱诵Krishna 的名字。
So Prabhupada explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually fulfilling the duty of a sannyasi perfectly, but Prakashananda Sarasvati was practicing what is known as Falgu Vairagya.
那在这个要旨当中，Srila Prabhupada 他说，其实，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢， 在履行这个托钵僧的职责方面可以说是无懈可击的。那这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 一直在这个修习一种被称为 Falgu Vairagya 的这种修习程序。
Falgu Vairagya means artificial renunciation。
Falgu Vairagya 的意思就是刻意弃绝的意思。
Because real sannyas means to engage everything in devotional service to Krishna.
因为真正的一个 sannyas, 真正的这个托钵僧的含义就是说，把所有的一切都用来为 Krishna 做奉献服务。
Whereas the Mayavadi sannyasis were always thinking, I am Krishna.
但是呢，那些 Mayavadi 的 sannyasi 却时时刻刻想着我就是 Krishna。
Prakashananda Saraswati says, I know his name is Chaitanya and that he is accompanied by many sentimentalists. His followers dance with him and he tours from country to country and village to village.
那这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 就继续他 说呢我知道他的名字就是 Chaitanya, 他身边呢总是跟随着许多这种感情用事的人，他的那些追随者最喜欢和他一起跳舞。他呢，从一个村庄来到一个村庄。
I mean, it was not long ago that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Navadvip, which was also a center for Mayavadis, and he was surrounded by millions of people. There's no doubt the news traveled fast that he was traveling.And just getting people to chant Hare Krishna.
因为在那之前不久，这 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 刚去过这个 Navadvip. 那 Navadvip 也是假象中 Mayavadi 这种聚集的一个地方。那当时他在那里有很多的这个唱诵，Kirtan. 所以说呢，当然这个消息也就传到了这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 的耳朵里。
And obviously here, Prakashananda Saraswati is not very impressed by Lord Chaitanya.
那在这里我们可以看到，就是 Prakashananda Saraswati 根本就没有把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当一回事。
He says, whoever sees him, accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, since he has some mystic power by which he hypnotizes people, everyone who sees him becomes illusioned.
然后他说呢，见到他的人都觉得他就是至尊人格神，但是他只不过有一点神通罢了。他善于把人给催眠了，然后呢，被他催眠的人呢，都进入了幻觉。
Now, Prakashananda Saraswati says, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very, he's using past tense, was a very learned scholar.But I have heard that he also has become a madman due to the association with this Chaitanya.
那接着他就说呢，Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 曾经也是一个很博学的学者，但是我听说自从他和这个 Chaitanya 搅在一起之后呢，也就疯了，就成了个疯子。
Because they all know each other in those Mayavadi circles.
因为在这个 Mayavadi 的假象中，非人格主义者的这个圈子里面呢，他们都是互相都认识。
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not only the top Mayavadi of Jagannath Puri, but he was the top Mayavadis of all the Mayavadis in India, including the Mayavadi sannyasis.
那就是 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, 他不仅是 Jagannath Puri 的这个顶级的 Mayavadi 哲学家。而且呢，他也是整个印度的 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者的这个首领。
Now we understand the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the very first devotee to surrender to Lord Chaitanya.
现在我们就明白了。
The very first Mayavadi.
就是说，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成了 sannyasi 托钵僧之后，那就是Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就成了第一位成为他门徒的，就是 Mayavadi Sannyasi， 所以我们就知道，这个来龙去脉了。
Prakashananda Saraswati continues, this Chaitanya, he is a sannyasi in name only. Actually, He is a first-class magician. In any case, his sentimentalism cannot be very much in demand here in Varanasi.
然后呢，他就说，哦，这个 Chaitanya 只不过名义上是个小鸭子托钵生而已，实际上呢，他只不过是一个最厉害的魔术师罢了。不管怎样，他的这种感情泛滥在 Kashi 这个地方是没有市场的。
So really his opinion was that Lord Chaitanya is a cheap sannyasi, is a sentimentalist, and he is a magic man.
所以呢，在这个他的眼里呢，他就觉得Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是一个非常廉价的一个 sannyasi, 一个托钵生，只不过有一点像个魔术师一样，有点小神通，而且也是个就是感情用事的人，一个感情泛滥的家伙。
So Prakashana Sarasvati tells the Brahmana, do not go to see Chaitanya, just continue hearing the Vedanta. If you associate with this upstart, you know what's an upstart? You will be lost in this world and in the next.
然后呢，他就告诫这个婆罗门说，不要再去见这个 Chaitanya 了，你还是好好的在这里继续听 Vedanta 终极维达经吧。你要是再和这个暴发户搅在一起，不光是今生，而且下一世你也会迷失的。
So we have to look at this expression of Prakashananda Sarasvati. One may say that he is very highly offensive.
那么我们就可以看一下这个Prakashananda Sarasvati 的言辞，可能有人就会说他这个冒犯很大。
Because when the Brahmana heard all these words, he was very, very upset. And he started to chant Hare Krishna and he left immediately.
那当这个婆罗门听到 Prakashananda Saraswati 的话之后，心里非常的难受，他立刻就唱诵起这个 Hare Krishna， 当场就静止的离开了。
Because when he had seen Lord Chaitanya, he was so excited. He had become a devotee instantly. And then he hears from the Mayavadi sannyasi everything against Lord Chaitanya. So he runs away chanting Hare Krishna.
所以呢，就是说这个婆罗门他见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后，他的心里激动万分，完全的被征服了。可是现在见到了这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 的时候呢，却听到了他这么多就是反对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的激烈的这个言辞。所以他立刻就拂袖而去。
Now he's running the other way back to Lord Chaitanya to repeat everything that Prakashananda Saraswati said about him.
同时他也唱诵着这个 Hare Krishna 就离开了。那然后他就到了这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边，就跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去重复 Prakashananda Saraswati 的这些冒犯的言辞。
So now here is the situation.
那现在的这个情况就发展到了这个地步。
We have to be very, very careful as devotees how we present Krishna consciousness.
就是作为奉献者，我们如何去呈现 Krishna 知觉是非常的重要的。
It's actually one of the 10 offenses to the holy name to preach the glories to the innocent of those who are not willing to hear about Krishna.
其实像那些不愿意去聆听 Krishna 名字的那些无知者，去硬着去传播这个圣名的荣耀，实际上也是一种冒犯。
So to present Krishna consciousness to people who know nothing about Krishna, one has to act very delicately.
所以说呢，对一个对这个 Krishna 知觉一无所知的人去传述有关 Krishna 的一切，应当要非常的这个谨慎，应当是非常的这个敬畏的。
Because what may happen is that one may confuse the audience, and in return, the audience may start blaspheming the glories of Krishna.
因为如果传述的不得当的话，那这个听者可能就会非常的困惑，然后呢，甚至就是说一些亵渎冒犯的话。
So we have to look at the audience, we have to look at the environment, we have to look at the situation. And then expertly we should know how to present Krishna consciousness.
所以我们就是要因时因地因人，就是要考虑到当时的这个环境和这个听众的这种实际的这种情况，然后找到这个合适的方法，去讲述有关 Krishna 直觉的一切。
Sometimes devotees during Prabhupada's time, they would go out and ask people to chant, and people would be very blasphemous.
那在这个释迦帕帕的这个时代，一些奉献者就到外面随便的就要让其他的这些外面的人去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，那些人呢，有的时候呢，就口出恶言，非常的亵渎。
Prabhupada said, "Don't waste your time. Just move somewhere else."
释迦帕帕说呢，不要把时间浪费在这些人身上，去继续去找其他的人。
Don't irritate people.
不要激怒别人。
And it's the same, also with family members.
同样的就是当我们去面对家人的时候，也是一个道理。
If somebody joins Krishna consciousness and gets very enthusiastic and very excited and then becomes completely fanatical and start talking to family members how they should also become Krishna devotees, they could actually be turned against everything.
那就是说如果一个人他就是学习了 Krishna 知觉，然后激动万分，热情过度，然后很冲动的就要求家里的人都这个接受这个 Krishna 知觉，非常硬性的去强加于他们，那这个你可能就会把事情弄糟，弄得这个家人都就是完全的这个反对这个 Krishna 知觉。
So we have to be very careful about this.
所以呢，这一点我们应当要非常的谨慎。
This is why Srila Prabhupada explained that devotees should very quickly come to the Madhyam Adhikari platform and not remain neophyte devotees.
就是这样的，就是说这样的人就显得比较的狂热了。这就是为什么 Srila Prabhupada 说奉献者应当尽快的升到 Madhyam Adhikari， 就是中级奉献者的状态。
Madhyam Adhikari means one who is able to judge according to situation, who is favorable, who is against. Yes.
就是 Madhyam Adhikari 呢，就是中级的奉献者，他会根据实际的情况来考虑问题，他会判断出哪些人是这个赞同的、顺意的，哪些人是反对的。
And therefore, one of the main qualifications of a Madhyam Bhakta is that he or she knows how to discriminate.
所以 Madhyam Bhakta 中级的这个奉献者的一个特征就是他懂得如何分辨。
So when Lord Chaitanya heard the report of the Brahmana, he just smiled.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他听到了这个婆罗门向他汇报的情况之后呢，他只是微微一笑。
And the Brahmana said, "But as soon as I told your name to Prakashananda Sarasvati, he immediately confirmed the fact that he knew your name."
那这个婆罗门就说呢，我一跟这个 Prakashananda Sarasvati 提起你的名字，他立刻就说他听说过你，他知道你的名字。
And while he was criticizing you, he kept saying the name Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya.
可是呢，就在他不停地找你的错误的时候，找你的茬的时候呢，他在其实同时他也在不停地重复 Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya.
But I don't understand, because while he was saying your name Chaitanya, 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 he never said the name of Krishna.
但是我就不明白了，虽然他一直在叫你 Chaitanya, 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 可是他从来都不愿意提 Krishna.
Because the word Chaitanya is also used by Mayavadi sannyasis.
因为 Chaitanya 的这个名字也是有一些 Mayavadi sannyasi假象中非人格的这个托钵僧用。
So the Brahmana was thinking at least he should say the name of Krishna, but that sannyasi, he doesn't have the name of Krishna on his tongue.
那这个这个婆罗门呢，他想至少这个 Prakashananda Saraswati 还是可以提一下 Krishna 的名字的，但是 Krishna 的名字就怎么也不可能出现在他的舌头舌尖上。
So someone who is absorbed in Mayavad philosophy they will never think of saying the word, the name of Krishna.
所以一个现在假象中非人格主义的这个人里面，就是一个这样的一个玛雅瓦迪，他根本就是不愿意提 Krishna 的名字。
Because if the Mayavadi were engaged in chanting the name of Krishna, the obvious result would be that they would realize the name, the form, the quality, and the pastimes of Krishna. But because they are offensive, then the name of Krishna can never come out of their mouth.
因为一个散尼亚一个玛雅瓦迪啊，假象中非人格一着，如果说他真的去一直不断的重复 Krishna 的名字的话，他就能立刻的明白到觉悟到这是 Krishna 的名字啊，他的声名他的逍遥时光和他的品质是一致的，没有任何分别的。但是因为他们是很大的这个冒犯者，所以他们就是 Krishna 的这个名字是根本就出不了口的。
So this Brahmana is confused. He says, why can't Prakashananda at least say the name of Krishna or the name of Hari? He chanted your name, Chaitanya, 3 times, but he could not chant the name of Krishna 1 time. And as far as I am concerned,Just by seeing you, I want to chant the name of Krishna.
那这个婆罗门呢，他就感到非常的困惑。他说：“这个巴格舍南的 Saraswati， 他叫你的名字 Chaitanya 叫了3次，可是他怎么也没有办法把 Krishna 和 Hari 或者 Hari 的名字说出口。而至于我，我只是看到你一见之下，我就。”忍不住就唱诵起了 Krishna 或者是 Hari 的圣名。
So this is the real explanation. When you see a pure devotee, you immediately want to chant Krishna's name. If that person is not a pure devotee but a Mayavadi, you are not inspired to glorify Krishna.
所以呢，这个就是解释了这样的一个道理。当你见到了一个纯粹的奉献者的时候，你就会情不自禁地说出 Krishna 的名字来赞颂 Krishna 的圣名。但是如果你见到的是一个托钵僧假象中非人格主义者的话，那么你就是 Krishna 的名字是怎么样也说不出口的。
That's why when Mayavadi sannyasis meet, their greeting mantra is.Namo Narayanaya.
Namo Narayanaya. 这个就是假象中非人格主义者 Mayavadi 他们就是互相见面打招呼的口头语。
Which means, I am Narayan, you are Narayan.
这句话的意思就是说，我是 Narayan, 你是 Narayan.
And when the Mayavadi sannyasis said that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in return said,Krishna Matir Astu, may Krishna be with you.
Krishna Matir Astu. 这个就是说，当这个玛雅瓦迪跟 Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说到，这个我是 Narayana, 你是 Narayana 的时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就这样子回答他们，意思就是说，愿Krishna 与你同在，愿 Krishna 祝福你。
So then we will hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply to the Brahmana.
接下来呢，我们就可以听到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是如何来答复这个婆罗门，回答他这个问题的。
We will hear this next time.
我们下一次呢，下一节课再来听他的回答。
This is a recording.
今天的这个课是一个提前的录音。
From Guangzhou.
我们是在广州给大家讲课。
If you have any questions, we will answer them next week.
如果大家有什么问题的话呢，我们下周，同一个时间再来回答。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Varanasi Dham ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Kashadesh Yatra Kijai Go Premanande
Hare
Hare Bo
百昆塔之音服务源于聆听亲爱的奉献者们今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了我们今天讲到的是Chaitanya Charitamrita 的 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第17章主去往文达文下周同一时间再见祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天Hare Krishna.